You do that better than Eli.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean?
You're much larger than him, though. So.
You want beef, can't open a can?
Well, no, he has little children fingers.
He's
so.
Got little tiny, shitty fingers. Little, don't worry about
it. Little nubs.
He's just got... Eli's short. That's all that matters. Yeah. You know? Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Unsubscribe Podcast.
We're here with Operator Drewski. Where are we going
awkward
with that?
Right. Somebody had to do it. So we got Operator Drewski here.
Hello.
Our friend Drew, who hasn't wanted to hang out with me since I moved all the way to Texas just to hang out with him.
It's been over 6 months now.
Literally, it's over six, seven, mm-hmm. almost 8 months. Almost
I'm
actually,
man.
It's been over 8 months.
That 30-minute drive, man, it's a long one, all right?
Oh, now I'm hurting.
You guys don't know Operator Drewski. He's got a rather large YouTube channel where
do you do
he
YouTube?
Plays.
Is that what you do?
Do you do YouTube?
No.
Okay, he doesn't
Facebook
do YouTube
streamer or something.
Have you ever streamed on Facebook?
I was a partner Facebook streamer for a year and a half.
I didn't mm-hmm. know you could do that.
Yep. Yeah, I was one of the first people to, like, I was one of the first 40 streamers that were streaming, like, partnered on Facebook, like, signed with Facebook.
You don't do that anymore?
Nope, I went back to Twitch.
Thank God.
Don't blame you.
I almost had to tell you to leave. It was going to be real awkward with just me and Donut on the podcast today.
Right? Super weird. I'm glad you came by, man, even though this is 2 hours after we told you.
So, Batty planned to have Operator Drewski on the podcast. I really wanted to do it, and then we forgot. And then we were like, let's do it again. And I was like, 1 p.m. tomorrow. I checked in with everybody yesterday. I was like, yeah. Set my alarm for 11 today so I'd wake up at, you know, still lazy people hour, but not quite 2 p.m. And then I woke up at 11.
And then I show up.
Okay, listen. Before you showed up, some things happened.
And then I showed up 5 minutes early for 1 p.m. And I'm sitting there like, maybe they're all like getting breakfast or something, and Batty's just not answering his phone on the day of. I was like, this might be a... Might just have
I may have fallen. I may have snoozed a little bit.
You fell into Goth Hooters.
I dove straight into Goth Hooters and fell asleep. I woke up at 11, and then I promptly look at my phone and was like, I got 5 more minutes. And then it was 1:18, and I had a missed call from Drew, and I woke up, Drew, I'm here, hello.
I was like, I'm already going to eat breakfast with Donut. Bye, Batty.
We grabbed some brekkie, but, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of forgot to. You guys hit me up late yesterday when I was already a little
deep in your cups.
A little deep in my cups. So I was on my way to get my truck today, and Drew's like, I'm outside Batty's house. What do I do? I'm like, oh,
well, you
oh,
said
shit.
This was a, you said you better check out the studio. So I didn't know if this was your house, but I was like, both of Batty's trucks are here. So I was like, yeah, I was like, is this a studio? And you're like, no, you mean Batty's house? I was like, oh, so he's asleep inside the house.
So I fucked up. Listen, we got to go have breakfast. We wasted like 3 hours of Drew's time. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Donut.
Thank you, bro.
Happy Drew, happy Father's Day. You don't know yet, but now you do. Shit. You're a father. hopefully I'm not a father.
Have y'all checked?
yeah.
That's fine. Whatever. Happy Father's Day. I mean, this isn't going to come out on Father's Day. This is going to come out in like a month.
Just if you forgot your dad to call your dad today,
in a week,
call him
then
call him
later.
Call him now.
Yeah,
as you're hearing this, be like, Dad, I forgot, I was busy.
Just say it's Father's Day. Then he might have forgotten.
Honestly, your father probably forgot too.
Yeah, and then you know he might not call you out for being an idiot if you say Happy Father's Day, Dad, because he feels bad because you're stupid,
dude. He'll be like, fuck, I forgot it was Father's Day. Whoa, good thing he remembered.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thank you, son.
Because as men, we obviously will never admit we're wrong. So.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Okay. All right. So, Drew, rather large YouTube channel. What do you play primarily?
I do a lot of realistic shooter games. The anything you can think of in large scale, big open battlefields or flight sims as well. Been doing that a lot recently.
Your flight sim stuff's cool.
Dude, I've been getting into flight sims a lot this last year.
No, that's the one. So like, I've never really given, I've tried Arma so many times and I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, Arma takes, it takes playing with a certain group of people.
You have to have the right team to play.
For sure.
Yes, just like that in squad.
If you're
honestly.
Playing with the wrong group of people, it can ruin, like, the game can be terrible. It's almost like Dungeons and Dragons. You can play with a good group of guys, and you have an awesome experience. You play with a baddie sort of person, you have a terrible experience.
No. Honestly, that's the perfect analogy. Yeah. With the wrong group, it sucks nut.
Yeah.
But your flights themselves actually really fun to watch.
It's really fun to do because I started Flight Sim. I had a guy, Ralphie Dude, he's another YouTuber on DCS. He trained me to fly.
By the way, DCS is...
Digital Combat Simulator.
There you go.
It's big flight sim.
Big flight sim, yeah.
He told me how to fly a one-to-one F-18 where, like, you click every single button in the cockpit.
Yeah.
And it you have to learn the startup process. You have to learn exactly how the plane works and how the radars function and
do you
stuff.
Do you have flight sticks? Mm-hmm. Do you have all the bells and whistles? Or is it just two sticks and a keyboard
I have stick, throttle, and I have a control pad as well. Okay. And then also some keyboard stuff that's bound, just custom keys. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun because I went from actual seat. Oh, dude.
Could you get into an F-18 right now and fly it?
That's the question a lot of people ask. If you put me in an F-18 and
you could
me,
take off though.
I could take off.
He could take off though. That's all that matters.
I think I could start it up if I remember the start process right. I think I could start up F-18 up. I can definitely start up an A-10, and I could take it off.
A lot of A-10s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A-10 is a. But the thing is, these planes, they have to be unclassified because these are one-to-one simulator planes, so you can't get an F-22 to be a one-to-one sim because it's all classified. So the developers of the game don't know what the real F-22 or F-35 is like.
So they're just mashing up a couple jets
that they can. So we're flying like a 1988 Block II F-18 fighter. You know, we're flying old aircraft or old aircraft, but you're still flying an F-18 and... It's fun going from being an absolute noob in the community to now like actually doing really good in PvP and like fighting against other players in less than a year. Like it's a sim, so you have to learn so much to become good at the combat in that game, but
have you ever like actually flown like in a
No. What if we commandeered an F-18
hypothetically
and put Drew in the cockpit? Do you think it would be a ride or die situation where like he has to fly it or he dies?
Like gun to the head right now?
So
or you get arrested and federally charged by the United States government.
So you gotta get away.
You have to be able to fly the F-18.
I've had a dream where I awoke in the cockpit of an A-10 and didn't know what to do.
AKA, we put you in one, we take the bag off your
head.
Flying
above San Antonio and I'm like visually looking for the airstrip, like, where am I? And like it was not a good dream. It was like my first week into learning the A-10. So I'm sitting in this cockpit and
naked?
The cockpit is huh? Naked?
In what?
The, did you naked in the A-10?
Yeah, were you naked in your dream?
I don't remember.
I'd love to be naked.
It wouldn't have changed my fear though if I was. But yeah.
I mean, your boner would be getting in the way, you know, flying that much freedom. Right?
Which one do you
do? Probably doesn't know A-10's a fucking warhog. It's literal freedom. A plane that should have been retired 40 years ago, but because it's so badass.
The whole tail end of the A-10 is based off World War II bombers.
Like I said, they should have retired.
Yeah. I guess if you look at it,
it's like the flat A-10 has been
in service longer than like anything.
I don't know.
Did they have A-10s in Vietnam?
No, they had F-4 Phantoms. They brought A-10s in like Desert Storm, I think.
It was a little before. Mm. Yeah, but they were part of Storm and Shield. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the spent rounds from them? One of my
Is it like a 30mm?
Yeah, one of my followers sent me one. It's like looks like a shotgun shell, but twice as big. Jeez. And it's metal. Yeah, it's freaking crazy. So that's sitting on my desk.
Ow, big owie. Okay, so DCS is a big thing. Obviously, are you still doing a lot of Arma style?
Yeah, I do a lot of Arma stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm looking at Donut and his son right now. The mustaches. Right.
Do you okay? So you said DCS. Do you remember when the newest? It was, I think that's the newer flight simulator, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it came out, and people were bullying other people because you can fly around Google Maps basically, and people were bullying other people by taking screenshots of their houses and flying their planes into them in the game and like recording it and sending it to
people. Wow,
yeah, like cyber.
It's like, I know where you live.
Yeah, 9/11 cyberbullying.
Also, a lot of streamers dox themselves by going, "That's my house."
Oh,
and then people look it up on. It's like you're flying in Google Maps. Like people are gonna be able to just find that city and then find exactly what you're looking at and find your house.
People got the dumb, man. But then again, I'd probably do the same. I'd be like, "Oh, I'm going over.
That's my my house.
I'm going to fly into my parents' house now. This is awesome.
Oh, no.
It's all in good fun, though, Mom. I love you. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Hey, Dad, fuck you. I know you listen to this shit.
I just flew an A-10 into your house.
Fuck.
Dark.
So, Arma, tell me about your time in MilSim games, because that was like, dude, a big thing for you. For
yeah, I started doing MilSim for like 5 years ago probably, and it was a lot of fun.
What started your YouTube channel?
What's that?
What I want to know. Give me the lore to Operator Drewski.
Like 2010, Arma 2, old game. That's where Daisy came from.
Yeah, I remember.
Arma 2. We're playing with a bunch of friends, and there was this redneck dude on the server who was really mad at us I said something like contact 208 bearing 208, and you know, we got guys like 200 meters out, and this I guess guy that just graduated boot camp
here, boy, what you mean contact?
He was like, you guys think you're so military, you guys are 13 years old, I've been in Afghanistan, I've fought war, and ranting at us, huh?
Were you 13 years old?
I don't know, I guess 14 probably. Close enough.
So
I guess, no, I was like 15 when I started playing Arma 2 a lot. Yeah, probably 15. But he was like, you guys think you're so operator. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm so operator. He was like, well, you're not operators. And so I left the server, came back. I changed my name from Drewski to Operator Drewski, came back in, and then he got pissed off. And then all my friends changed their name to Operator Rico, Operator, that's, you know, awesome. Clutch or whatever. So we all came back and made him leave because he got mad.
So you cyberbullied somebody.
We cyberbullied somebody, and that's how
you
my name got created.
You cyberbullied a real soldier.
Yes. Well, he cyberbullied
real
first.
Real American here.
Stolen valor.
Do you have a plate carrier?
I do.
Okay.
Watch out, Lucas. Why? From T-Rex Arms.
I don't know. No. It's one of Matt's old plates, and I kind of just took it and didn't ask him.
Was it
so.
One that he shot?
No.
Wait,
no.
You just stole from Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt,
I've
stolen
Matt's
to our podcast.
MDR.
he definitely does
he
not
doesn't
listen
to
our
no.
podcast. We say too many F words on this podcast.
Fuck!
It's really fun getting your brother like three White Claws in him. And he starts cursing a little bit. And it's like, you're not so wholesome anymore, are you, Matt?
That's
family,
that's
man. Torn down by alcoholism.
Oh, no.
Three White Claws.
I mean,
it's all downhill from three White Claws.
That's why it's the brunch rule. Three mimosas and then cut it off.
Yep, three mimosas and then we're done.
Or we day drink all day.
Which we wouldn't have done otherwise. Oh, geez. Did you play any of the, because I know with Arma, the DayZ mod, that was the first introduction to DayZ, right?
Yeah.
Did you play any of that? Because that was super fun back in the day.
I barely had internet fast enough. So we live like right off of town in like a dirt road basically. Mm. And so we never had good cable internet. We always had to rely on like shitty satellite. And so my internet was so bad. Mm-hmm. So I would have to connect to some server that was like in San Antonio or in Dallas. And even if I did, I would get kicked for ping way too many times. So I could barely play DayZ. I played it on the tail end. But yeah, I played quite a lot of that game. That was like the trendy game that's the last trendy game I approve of, I feel. Like there's been Fortnite and PUBG and they all kind of went downhill, but DayZ
PUBG was fun when it
never
launched.
Was bad.
Don't you?
PUBG was fun when it was
the early access
early
of PUBG.
PUBG
as soon as it hit
so
1.0 it was like
so good.
Man.
Yeah. I'm done. That's how I moved to Tarkov. I went from early access PUBG to Tarkov.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will admit I played a lot of PUBG. So did Matt. Matt and I played a lot of PUBG.
Matt played PUBG?
Mm-hmm. Matt played, that was his, that's his main game.
That's how I met Matt.
Really?
I was in one of the same games he was in, and I was screaming at him to send me a DM or something. It was when I was a little guy. I was like 100K followers or 100K subscribers at the time.
Wow, and what he was a little channel.
He was chasing, I think it was like the zombie, they gave him access to like the zombie thing.
Yeah, we played the zombie mode.
Yeah, and so he was running around just killing the zombies, and I was one of the zombies. I'm like, Matt, I DM'd you. My name's Donut. I was like trying to get
that's
his attention.
Funny.
Yeah, that was
that
oh
what
my
I
God.
That was,
dude, that was like 2016.
Hey, Donut! Hey, Donut, it's me, Baggy!
Me, Baggy! DM me right now.
We want to get brank?
Yeah, but he had like 100 zombies he was chasing around just killing.
Yeah.
It was really cool. That was, oh God,
that was
2016.
That was probably one of those matches.
And I think the last video game I played with you guys, we did that Tarkov match last summer. did a little bit of Tarkov.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
was,
that.
Yeah, yeah, we used to play Tarkov all the time.
I think the last day we played was when you team killed me in the reserve. Remember that reserve building where I came around the corner?
I F1'd
and he snapped and killed me because he thought I was a scare. Me.
So Drew, we were playing Tarkov. He tried to give me a little spook by doing like some in-game voice comms. And I heard, and he was a bear, which is the Russian.
So it's even more scary.
Which is the Russian faction in there. So I hear some Russian behind me, which is normally all the random AI scavs are always Russian. So I heard this panic turn, snapped, and I just ripped his face off like an M1A or something. Oh, and that was the last time Drew ever played a game with me.
Yeah,
oh,
madness.
That's but you haven't played Tarkov really since, have you?
Excuse me.
Just not with
not with you. No, oh, I played a little bit this wipe, but I just feel like the content's kind of drier a little bit, and
there's not a lot going on.
And also, just yeah, I'm getting. I have the same. If you want to get my idea of like what Tarkov needs to be, is just listen to Clean on his stream for about an hour. 100%. If you listen to Clean, everything he says, 100% agree. I used to be like, Clean, you're saying stupid. Oh wait, no, he actually. Okay, everything he's saying, I agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It needs just more.
It needs more. And also, it's gone to this meta that really followed what Rainbow Six Siege turned into, which Siege turned into a, you know, Siege was always a one-shot headshot game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the faster rate of fire and the lower recoil you had,
you were going
to win. Best gun. So using anything interesting, like a bolt-action sniper rifle or... I don't know, a semi-automatic AR. Using semi-auto on an M4.
Huge disadvantage.
Huge, there's no reason to. Yep. It's just, you don't do enough damage because game, and you don't, you know, this is...
I mean, that's what it is. It's bullet hoses.
Yeah.
It, right now, like, the meta in Tarkov is your MP7s, your Vectors, anything.
High rate of fire, low
HK416s, anything you can do that you can fire as many bullets as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Towards somebody's face.
Exactly.
There's no recoil. It's like a laser. Especially if you have your stats up and you build your gun out good enough. It's just
That's why I people always complain because they come to talk to me about sniper shit all the time when I'm playing Tarkov and I'm like, there's no point.
Yeah.
Like you can shoot somebody three times with a bolt action gun in the game and they will not die unless you get hit in the head. But there's no good way to snipe in Tarkov right now because if you fire and you miss, there's no impact on the ground. You have no way to correct. You just have to know.
Yeah.
Your distances. You have to
have gone and practiced it offline or something.
Frustrating. Like, don't get me wrong. It's unbelievably rewarding when you fucking face tap somebody and target with a sniper rifle. But it's at a point where it's just not there. There needs to be a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're gonna have to make like specific loadout grain count bullets for sniper rifles to actually do damage. But then how do you balance that for an idiot running around without a scope and north sights running? You know, just moseying in factory close range with a sniper. So. I'm glad to see that they decided to put in a 338 Lapua Magnum AR, though, because that really helped the game meta. That was definitely what they should have done, was put in the most unrealistic gun they could possibly fucking do!
Did they just do that?
No, that was
3 months ago.
Yeah,
4 months ago.
They put in a 338 Lapua Magnum AR instead of a bolt gun.
Yeah, that's a good point. No bolt gun, but an AR.
I don't see the... point because like how many people do you know like 338 Lapua Magnum ARs just aren't really they exist of course but why
why couldn't they just add a bolt gun I don't think I've played it in 3 months since like that came out.
It's absurd. It's almost always so there's two types of rounds. There's FMJs and there's AP. You're dead, you just die.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Which is good because you should, but sometimes you don't, which is still weird because the thought of getting hit with a 338 Lapua Magnum round and just being like, nah, I'm going to keep running. It's just like your arms on the ground, sir.
I had that that Vietnam sniper shot through the scope sort of moment a few videos ago where I was running an SVD suppressed and we're fighting a guy with the Mark 18. And I get up above a ridge and I look around and I see a guy. I'm aiming down sight as I get shot in the forehead, but I'm wearing slap armor and a fast MT. And he was running the FMJ round. So it destroyed the slap armor, almost destroyed the fast. The fast MT is like at 5 HP after this. And my entire screen is just camera blur, Gaussian blur, Adobe just Premiere.
Screaming.
Like,
yeah.
And then after the focus comes back, I look and he's dead. And I'm just like, yes!
He just shot
headshot me. And as I headshot him, but he's wearing a Shemagh. No helmet.
Yep. Could you just imagine taking a 338 Lapua Magnum round to the dome? Being like 45 seconds later, I'm good. You would be unconscious for so long. Yeah. Ears bleeding, your skull's cracked behind the helmet, your neck's broken, your brain's a pile of jelly.
Yeah. That's what Tarkov doesn't account for, is the internal damage that you get.
Emotional stress.
Yeah.
Where do they get to add emotional damage to Tarkov? Right.
PTSD. So you need a safe place in Tarkov now. You get the PTS. You have a PTSD meter.
Kill us running around you. You're hiding in a closet. And you're just, your character starts.
Oh, no.
He's had like 5 really bad matches in a row. So your character's crying the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be funny.
God, your footsteps and your guy starts weeping.
He just pisses himself.
There's a piss noise so people can hear you pissing on yourself. Yeah, that's some Tarkov realism.
Hear that, Nikita? That's
Nikita,
what we need.
That's what we want.
Piss sounds.
Yeah.
Are those don't listen to Queen. Going? Listen to us.
Yeah.
We know. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, those black guys.
Oh, dude. Did you see the clip? The podcast with we talked about this the clip will be put in the last podcast. You can go watch it there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a clip of Nikita talking to Clean, Brandon Herrera,
I don't know who else,
Pace Performance, and that guy who hates the gays, Lucas.
Oh.
and.
I love how that's his definition now.
I mean, yeah. And Nikita, obviously, there's some language barrier going on. He's Russian. He doesn't say anything. He's just like, yeah, it's the terrible black guys. It's like, oh no.
The black guys are so evil. It was like, it's like
huge,
a mercenary
ginormous.
Group. Yeah, it's like a mercenary group of black ops dudes.
Oh, in the movie.
In the game. Yeah.
And Clean's like, you just see Clean's eyes go wide. Brandon's like,
Brandon was taking a drink, and he's just like,
no.
And Clint's like, you mean the black ops? Yes. It's like, oh my God.
They're huge. They're terrible, evil people. He's like, them black guys. Oh, yeah, Nikita, no.
We will.
Oh, the Weeble Wobble. That was one of the best Nikita clips. God,
I haven't seen that. What is it?
He gets stuck trying to say, we will. But he just goes,
and then he just keeps going for
10 seconds.
We love you, Nikita. Don't kill us.
Many people ask me, Nikita, will we be?
Don't ban me.
don't ban our characters, guys. If you don't know, we usually say stuff without explaining it. Nikita's the creator, like one of the main creators of Tarkov.
That's a really good point. We don't ever explain anything.
He's saying no. Nikita created Tarkov, basically.
Yeah, lead dev.
Yeah, lead dev.
He's awesome. Drives a crazy looking Mustang.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a Mustang. Just slammed wide body kit, stereos in the trains.
Hell yeah.
And a Mustang in Russia costs a little bit more.
I couldn't imagine.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, with all those EOD accounts they're selling, Edge of Darkness, Tarkov accounts,
$140
$140
a piece. Yeah, there's probably 100. A couple million people that have them.
I mean, after Tarkov exploded last year.
Yeah.
Jeez. It is crazy how indie dev Tarkov used to be. Like, when I remember seeing the trailers the first time, be like, wow, the gameplay looks really cool. I played their earlier game, Battle State's earlier game, Contract Wars.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And
they had a different
game? Yeah. They had another game.
It's the exact same thing, but like Call of Duty.
It's like a Call of Duty version of Tarkov, and it was on web browser. And
it was not good.
I was in the top 15th clan on that game. I was I was a competitive player. And
really? In Contract Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see they released it finally? Like, new dev team finished it?
Yeah, I never.
It's on Steam?
Well, I know that. Yeah, what is that one called? It's called something else. I looked at Donut like he would know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's not called Contract Wars. It's something else.
Yeah, my phone's up there.
I don't remember. But they have that new game that's basically Contract Wars 2.
I thought it was Contract Wars.
But there was
Hired Ops.
Hired Ops. Yes. Yeah. Hired Ops. Yeah. Yeah.
I got it. My brain worked.
So they have 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
Hired Ops.
Battlestate doesn't just create Tarkov. That's what you're telling me right now.
Yeah. Hired Ops is Tarkov scenery, Tarkov, but Call of Duty mode.
Yeah.
So it's like fast paced.
It's Tarkov gameplay in like a Call of Duty environment.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So like Will. play.
It's like how Will plays Tarkov.
Will plays Tarkov.
Will is a monster.
Willers. Old Bill.
Old but Billiam.
It's whatever.
It's whatever, man.
It's whatever.
It's always the same. God damn.
Give me another one.
It's how you sync up the mics,
yeah. Yeah, dude, it's the slurping sound. The slurping sound really helps sync up the mics. You began way back. Operators, we got the origin.
Oh, God.
The lore of Operator Drewski. Okay. What decided that you were like, I want to make fucking YouTube videos. I want to... Is it your brother's fault?
No, I will... Okay, so it was part of it. So yeah. My brother made a video of our dog, and we actually had a deer at one point.
You had a deer.
My brother Mark at an auction picked up a deer that was malnourished as hell and was about to die.
Did you eat it?
At auction?
At like an auction he worked at. Yeah, yeah. No, he didn't buy it.
Oh, I was about to say, you can buy sick deer at an auction?
Texas is awesome.
What a fucked up auction is it?
He was working an auction, found a deer behind a shed, just sitting by itself, super, super skinny deer. So we fed it goat milk, and it grew up to be a deer and eventually went out in the wild. But while it was at our place, while it was at our ranch, our dog played with it, like ran around a yard with a soccer ball, and they both would kick the soccer ball around, and that was like a game that they would play. My sister recorded it, put it up on YouTube, and then that was Matt's first viral video. It like went on Ellen, went on Anderson Cooper. And that's where we realized, whoa, yeah. Yeah, like, this was 2008 or something. Like, 2006, maybe.
Oh, my God.
It was a long time ago.
That's OG.
So, yeah, it was early YouTube. It was one of those videos where, you know, if it had 6 million views, like, that was top 100 videos or something on YouTube.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So, that sparked Matt to start doing YouTube. And then once I got into high school, I was a terrible student. I never did any homework. Never.
That's what video games do to your
tests.
Youth. So don't let your kids play video games.
Exactly.
To all you dads, to all the Father's Day dads out there listening, don't let your kids play video games.
Make sure you go to auctions and buy sick deer. You'll go viral.
But I was planning to get out of high school and go do helicopter stuff. I was gonna go to a place in Bull Verde, which is like just around this area.
Just north. Yeah, yeah.
And I was gonna go get my commercial license there. And so I went there for one day. We looked at the helicopter that I would go train on. We got all the books. I bought all the textbooks. And I went back home and I said, Dad, I was like, I've got this YouTube thing. I upload videos on it just every now and then. I was like, and it's kind of going somewhere. Like, I have 10,000 subscribers. I was like, could I sit at home and try this for 3 months? Like, I was like, could I just see how this goes for the summer? And then after the summer, you know, because helicopter school, you can start whenever. It's all based on you. There's nobody else in the class.
It's not like a regular college or school schedule.
Yeah, so you can start January, February, doesn't matter. And so my dad was really nice and let me do it because he saw that Matt was succeeding on YouTube. And so I went on and started making videos. And in that 3 months, I went from 10K to 50. And I was like,
fuck yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've got
Damn
something.
Girl.
So I stayed at my parents' house for another year, did all that stuff, and then I moved out like 2 years ago, and here I am, million subs.
How many are you at now?
Big
like,
YouTuber.
Where are you at?
Like a million and a quarter, I think.
Yep. You were at 1.25 this morning because I was stalking you.
Oh, that's right. You're stalking him.
Yeah. Dude, I have a similar story. My mom believed in me, and I lived in her basement for a year, a year or two pushing out YouTube content, just trying to get it going.
We're definitely fortunate that we have
parents that are like,
yeah, that's crazy because my dad yelled at me, kicked me out of the house, and said I can't play these video games anymore because you're not going to go anywhere.
My dad would have done the same thing. That's why I send him my YouTube pay stubs now.
Happy Father's Day.
Told you so.
That's wild.
Told him.
Oof.
So cool.
God, that's cool as fuck. Did we say you're Demolition Rant Matt? Demo Matt from Demolition Rant.
Yeah, we didn't say that.
Yeah, we didn't say that. That's the brother that we're talking about. Matt. That's the Matt.
Yeah. Demolition Rant's brother.
And I also didn't want to like write off his success.
I'm sure.
And
you never have either,
so
man, which is the coolest thing.
I've separated myself. I'm like, Matt, I love you, but never shout me out.
That's one of my favorite stories. You told me a story once about how Matt shouted you out, or you were on a video with him once.
Yeah.
And he shouted you out, and then your entire channel comments for like, how long was it? It was like a week. It was just talking.
Yeah, it was just
about Matt.
That was like near like 10K or something. Matt told me, he was like, if you hit 10K, I'll shout you out. I was like, sick. And so I'm like 15 at this point. So I'm like, that sounds awesome. You know, I'll get more subs. He shouted me out immediately. It was regret because all of the comments were, can you play Tarka? Can you play Arma with Demolition Matt? Can you play, you know,
anything with Matt?
Do it. Yeah. Next video, have Matt on. And I'm just like, oh, okay. This isn't what I wanted. I don't feel like
mistake.
I earned this. And also, like, yeah. So I told Matt, I was like, I'll be in your videos. Just don't, like, shout me out. Don't, like, leave a link in the description, because I don't want any of your success to come over to me.
But, he's very ungrateful, Matt, is what we're saying. Yeah. He hates you.
Hated him.
He's super proud of you, though, man. We were talking about you the other day.
Really?
Yeah. I went and had lunch with him 2 days ago, and he was talking about how proud he is of you for
crazy.
Like being able to like pave your own path. Because being in the
hurts now.
Like, dude, doing a dude, especially in the video game world on YouTube, everyone's trying to do it. So it's so hard. Yeah, yeah, it's super competitive, and you're killing it, man.
Yeah. It's a weird niche, too. It's like these Milsim games.
You're not doing the typical AAA whatever game of the week, flavor of the week game.
Yeah,
you're
I mean, the closest I get is like Battlefield. Yeah.
But Battlefield's Battlefield. What do you think of the new Battlefield trailer?
I think I like it, but I also think that they could go too close to Warzone and make crazy skins like that take away from like the realism.
Absolutely.
And although it's already not really realistic, there's tornadoes that are
a man jumped out of a
that.
Plane, rocketed another plane, and then landed back in his plane.
I've done that in DCS. Which, yeah,
I know. Like, that's always been Battlefield,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
It's been Call of
you
Duty,
can't
but
say,
bigger.
Yeah, you can't say like Battlefield used to be really like Battlefield 2, but like that was when Battlefield
like 1942.
That was when Battlefield had like 1/100th of the players that it has now.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be a indie game,
Lucas.
And now it's AAA. Lucas.
You
got batty with that one. Look at him.
we were talking about last week how like the devs for the new Battlefield coming out, they're just sitting around and they're just like high or hammered drunk or something. They're like, all right, what if we just put a tornado in the game? It's like, well, that sounds exciting.
Like,
let's
wait,
do it.
Can they ride the tornado? You saddle up. Like, what the fuck? I love
wing suits.
Yeah. At this point, it's like, if it was just a normal hardcore Battlefield, people would like there'd be a lot less people excited about it. The unique gameplay experiences, everybody's like, you know what? I don't really care for much realism if there's a freaking tornado that I can jump into and get on top
could
of a skyscraper
imagine
with.
Wingsuiting just
do you imagine just
that's
a
what
sniper
it did to
that's
that
up
guy.
On a tower and now you can just bitch,
I'm coming. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
God, man. Yo, I like having Drewski on the podcast more than Eli. What if we just don't let
Eli
come back?
Hey, don't say that. I love Eli. I want him next to me. I want him in the same chair, just right here.
This is me and my son,
so
Eli.
I can just rub his chest.
We miss you, Eli. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, Eli's a father too.
Eli's a father too.
Happy Father's Day,
Happy
Eli.
Father's Day. You fucking asshole.
Piece of shit.
Busy.
Busy. Doing work.
We had to get Drew to
visiting family.
Is that what he's doing? Oh yeah, we saw.
Yeah, because he's got his dad.
Eli's father is a wizard.
He definitely is.
Like,
yeah, bring up the photo if that's public.
Yeah.
Well, like bring it up.
Party. Put up Eli's dad's picture
we'll
right now.
It's on his Instagram. It's public. It's fucking Eli's father. Like, if I was playing World of Warcraft and walked up to this man, he would have a very important quest for me. He looks like a wizard. Eli is the son of a wizard, and that explains a lot of.
It does.
Everything about Eli.
How did we not know his dad was a wizard? He's never told us or showed us his dad before.
I think your camera just died.
Oh, let me throw a new battery in there.
Do you know what I got? Okay.
Cody's camera died. He left us.
Sad Pepe.
Sad day. Sad day for man, maybe we should get cameras for the podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, how do you guys not have, like, plugged-in cameras?
You know, shut the fuck up, Drew. How dare you? I mean, I actually could plug mine in. I have a dummy battery right around the corner. Mm-hmm. I'm just a lazy piece of shit.
That smells funny.
That's, what? Don't smell your batteries?
You can tell it's getting, like,
warm.
A little heated, yeah. It's a little warm.
A little heated.
Well, I got the camera last week.
Oh, it's because Batty's... It's because Batty's shirt is unbuttoned to there, so that's why it got a little bit warmer.
The more I drink, the more buttons that
end up. The more buttons
go
down.
By the end of the night, the shirt's gone. That or it's wrapped around my head. I don't know. We'll see where tonight goes.
Party,
it's Fiesta right now.
Party, make sure you add all that, but like put it in quotations if you can't tell what I'm saying.
I love the triple clap. It always just confuses whoever has to do it.
Thanks, Party.
Sorry. But I don't remember what we're talking about.
What were we talking about?
Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So you guys heard about what these gays are doing these days?
Oh, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, man.
I made a post yesterday, just kind of like,
oh, I saw.
I just loved steering the pot. Stirring the man. Pot.
For everyone doesn't know, Lucas bit. From T-Rex Arms made some some posts on his Instagram recently that are, you know, just not. That's a mistake, but that was a hard line he took in the sand.
Big oof.
That was probably a no-no. It's probably a no-no. He doesn't like the case. There it is. So, moving on.
E3. Battlefield. Tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about that.
I don't know.
What did you see at E3 that you're excited about?
You didn't watch any of it. Look at him.
You didn't.
No, I watched the Xbox conference. Every other conference was absolute dog shit. Yeah. It was bad. Wow. It was bad. Every other conference was so bad. Xbox had Sea of Thieves with Pirates of the Caribbean DLC. And our friend group, that was the one we were legit most excited for.
I'm geeking.
Captain Jack Sparrow is in Sea of Thieves now.
Yeah.
Like,
he was excited about that.
I have an entire pirate costume in the other room. I will put it on right now. Like, I'm so excited for Sea of Thieves.
We play Sea of Thieves. It's like our 4 a.m. game. Like, if we're
for real, you play Sea of Thieves? Play Sea of Thieves?
Oh,
ones?
Dude, yeah.
I play the fucking
Betty's
yeah.
obsessed with Sea of Thieves.
I love Sea of Thieves.
I have a fake gold tooth I wear.
We play Sea of Thieves. We sloop it up. We get hard sweaty in PvP.
Do you just run dual sloops, like four people, or?
No, we sometimes queue in the same server and happen to ally with the same people.
That's what I fucking got.
I don't know.
Toxic bastard.
I don't know what a sloop is.
So sloop's the little two-person ship, or one- or two-person ship, and they're really, really quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not fast. They can turn quick.
Quick.
It's like a glass cannon type thing.
It's the best.
Kind of. It only has one cannon on each side, so it doesn't do the most damage, but they can spin around the big ships.
Really and just quick. Like, do, and just keep fucking hammering them.
Yeah.
They're really fun. So yeah, we play that game. That's like our 4 a.m. game. So we were literally saying last week, me and my friend Avi, we were like, yeah, this game has no content. Like, we're just playing for the PvP now. We don't even have we did all the missions and stuff, and we're just sitting here like, why haven't they dropped like a new island or a whole new area? Like, come on, they haven't dropped anything. And then we're watching the E3 conference and Jack Sparrow comes on the screen and we're like, what? Like, and then there's this gigantic DLC that drops and we're just like, okay, it's coming out like tomorrow, by the way.
It's
like
real soon.
It's like tomorrow, the next day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Actually,
I'm so excited.
I think it might have already dropped today.
Okay. All right, I'll see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Peace.
I just like, dude, new ships, mate? Like, how have they not dropped new ships yet? That's what I want to know.
I think there's a lot of balancing issues if you have.
So, like, my question is, why wouldn't they do different versions of the same style ships?
That's
like
a
Corsair,
point.
A small Corsair style ship. Yeah. Just like a sloop, one cannon on the side. Or just like something of that nature. Like, it's been 3 years, 2 years?
Yeah.
Of the same three ships. They added skins, but like the same three ships.
Like, change a few lines of code, maybe. Put someone
just
on
put
it for
a, different
a couple
version,
weeks and then.
Same cannons. Same health.
I've seen a little sketchup that was like a single man ship, one man ship that had a single cannon.
Just like on the front or something?
Facing backwards. So if someone's chasing, if you're solo and someone's chasing you, you're wrecking them and they can't get to you because they have to.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I was like, that's a pretty cool ship. Like, yeah. And it would obviously be super easily sinkable if you did happen to get hit. But if you are good at movement, like, I don't know. Sea of Thieves, for anybody watching, is like, absolutely under. You look at the cartoon graphics, you're like, this is for kids. This looks like,
dude, I've said it since the beginning. It is one of it, when it first launched, it was the most beautiful tech demo of water.
Tech demo, yeah. And now it's a game.
Yeah. It's like, I think I said it last time, it's 1,000 miles wide, but only an inch deep, and they're finally getting more and more content. There's a lot more, like I doing like different Athena's quests or like just any of the quests now are just fun. Fighting the Megalodon. I haven't seen the Kraken yet. That's one thing I haven't done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't.
You just have to kind of randomly run into it.
Yeah, yeah. I know there's like a sound or something like that.
The water turns black, and you're like, huh. And then they're like tentacles go boom, and just bust out.
It was like a world boss?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's, they're world
you can
battles.
Actually fight
a Kraken. Yeah.
Do you get loot from it?
Yep. I'm pretty sure. Wait, no, from Kraken? Do you get loot if you kill it?
I'm pretty sure. There's still trust. I know. It's meat, right?
No, you're like, thinking like of the Megalodon.
Oh, the Megalodon's Megalodon. The meat. Yeah.
I don't know if you get stuff from killing Kraken.
You
think
have
Kraken
to get
is,
stuff.
You get pity and self-harming tendencies when you are in a PvP fight, and then that thing shows up, and you get stuck, and you're in the middle, and the other guys are out of the Kraken zone, so they're not being attacked,
and
they're
just
circling.
Yeah.
They're like,
just watching you die just to fucking pick you off at the end. Yeah, it's not
it's
great.
It's bad. It's bad.
Sea of Thieves has been so much fun. That's kind of been my late night game. What else you been playing? So, what has Operator Drewski been doing lately?
Man, what have I been playing? You want me to look up my Steam library or something? I don't even know. Like, DCS has filled my life because DCS, you buy an $80 or like a $40 plane. That's like the plane itself because the plane is one-to-one.
Are we talking like Star Citizen levels of investment? Like you gotta spend an $80 to get a cool ship.
Well, it's a plane that you will have forever, and you won't ever lose it. You never have to. Same thing. Yeah, I mean, it's worth it though because you get to learn so much about like the F-14 Tomcat or something. So I've been playing that, learning different planes and stuff because people like to see me eat shit in planes and then become like a PvP god in them in less than a month, which is really fun. Like,
okay, so you're good at games. I guess
I'm the noob, and then I within a month I just grind so hard that I get really, really good at the planes, which is a lot of fun. But been doing a lot of that. I don't know. Played Halo with my buddies last night. Just Halo 1.
First one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. The pistol
is
so good.
The best. Yeah, you never use the
AR.
You just snipe
with the all pistol constantly. Snipes.
Played Halo. Excited for Halo Infinite, which is supposed to be free to play multiplayer when it comes out. Cool.
I don't know how I feel about Halo Infinite. Isn't there supposed to be like charging and grapples and...
Yeah, but I think it's like they know that they can't do it too much. They're probably going to be crazy cooldowns or something. Halo Reach had like armor lock and stuff, dude.
I know, but at this point, it's just we're turning into every game's turning into the speed and gimmicks of Call of Duty.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We haven't seen much multiplayer gameplay.
I'm just grumpy about it.
But
yeah,
I saw the grapple thing and I was like, I wanted this is dumb,
stupid.
Recipe 3 is kind of poopy, though. Kind of poopy.
Yeah.
But that's how E3 has gone past few years, because there's not people paying tickets. They're just watching on Twitch. So I feel like the money.
It sucks. Nobody wants to put the money into it.
Dude. Never mind. Yep. No, I was going to talk about my E3 experience, but I don't need to talk about that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. Went to a dispensary beforehand.
Showed up to E3. No, bad.
Now I'm curious. The viewers are curious.
Story time with Cody.
I'll tell you later.
Oh, you tell him later.
Should I talk about that? I'm supposed to be like the super pro law enforcement guy who doesn't do the devil's lettuce. I got really high at E3 in 2019.
It's legal
there. It was fine, and I met like some of the main devs for Fortnite.
You just did the same thing.
Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. There's no proof that anything happened.
Betty's using his new vlog camera. I am too, though.
So proud. Yeah, it happened to be the camera that was looking at you too. I know. That one doesn't see you, right? Yeah. That one just sees me and Betty.
No proof.
Sorry, no proof. Editor.
Sorry.
I like how each time the cameras have died, it's been the camera facing the person that's talking.
You're right.
What's the editor's name?
Party.
Party Pineapple.
Party, just zoom into my face right now while Batty hums. I bet he's actually very not even audible because that microphone's super condenser mic or whatever.
Man, I hope that's close to where it was.
Good enough.
So that time about donut being super high.
Super high.
No, I went to E3 and I think it was 2020. I think it was 2019. And I haven't done the devil's lettuce since I was a young man in high school.
Since you were Drewski's age.
Yeah, since I was Drewski's age. And we went to a dispensary because like, hey, you're in California. Let's go to a dispensary. It's legal here. Let's check it out. And I got one of those little vape pens, and we were going in, and I hit it a little bit and was like, all right, well, I'll just chill. Oh, I'm in another world. So, like, it was really cool. It was like the second year Fortnite was there, and Fortnite had this super huge, like, bright display, and I was just happy. And then
You loved Fortnite that day.
Yeah, I did. And then I went to the Cyberpunk 2077 viewing when they were, and I sat beside Doug Bowser, the president of Nintendo America, and watched it and was just like ripped out of my mind.
Wow.
Some kid asked him for a picture and he was just like, no. Walked off. I was like, God damn, Doug Bowser's mean. So, Doug, I'm just, don't hold that against that me.
A man with the last name is Bowser.
How did he get
in
that
Nintendo?
Job?
Yeah. And he's mean.
Yeah.
Mm. I think he's got any princesses in his basement.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say is don't do drugs.
Italian men trying to bust into his house.
Right? Plumbers just fucking kicking his door down.
Oh, give us, no.
Give us your girlfriend.
Oh. God. Dude, so the other day on stream, I opened a lot of Magic cards.
Oh, yeah. Because we talked in the last podcast about how Dungeons and Dragons did the crossover with Magic the Gathering.
And I fucked up the date. I put in a little thing. I fucked up the date. It's not till... I said June 16th. It's July 16th for the pre-release.
Oh, so
next
you...
Next month.
So you didn't open...
No, I did. I opened a lot of the current like expansion called Modern Horizons 2.
But it wasn't the D&D
one. It wasn't the D&D. The D&D one is until next month. So next month, I'm going to open Magic cards with a boner. This month, I just opened Magic cards.
Do you play any tabletop?
No.
You don't do any?
No, I have no friends that have gotten me into it yet. So
I'm just
oh, God, no.
I don't know if you've noticed the room you're sitting in.
Yeah.
I have a bit of a problem.
Well, like, this is the thing. All of my friends, like, went to Austin or they went to College Station. So they went to, like, UT or they went to Texas A&M. So I, like, stayed in my town. I was just like,
I'm gonna play video games.
So the only friends that stayed in my town were the people that didn't go to college, and I didn't really have many friends that didn't go to college. So all my friends left. They're an hour and a half drive away.
They're a bunch of fucking hippies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to college. What nerds.
Austin.
Trying to be
Imagine
smart.
Going to college. You didn't go to college, right?
Nope.
You didn't go to college?
I didn't go to college.
I didn't go to college. Eli didn't go to college. No. Hear that, kids? Don't go to college and be successful.
Get into your late 20s, early 30s, and finally become successful after several divorces and living with your parents. And hey.
Don't do the divorce
part.
Don't do that.
I won't do it. It's all right.
Drew is the youngest of our friends, I think. Brandon's 25, which people think he's 40.
Yeah, Brandon looks
old.
Do you
know that? Brandon Herrera is 25.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's 2 years older than me?
Yeah.
I look 16 compared to that man. What?
You look 16 compared to anybody. Yeah. It's all right. We don't
what?
Look fake.
I'm like, I'm wait, no way.
Yeah, absolutely.
No way he's 25. What the hell?
Yeah.
Crazy.
All
yeah,
the
he
AK
looks,
factory at 22.
Looks same age as y'all two. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we look young.
We're old.
Yeah, like 45, right? Or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Only 31.
How old is Willers?
Oh, Will's your age.
22.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Will's the youngest.
Will's the
cool.
youngest.
I'm not the
but
youngest.
It's whatever.
Sweet. But it's
Will had a little teenage moment the other day, and we're making fun of him for it. We didn't call him or something to go to brunch, and he's like,
no, he wanted. We were all going to Demo Ranch to film Matt's 10 mil thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to get brunch, but he's like, we're all going to brunch, right? And we're all like, no, we can't make it. And he's like, wow, we just ended stream for this. I'm like, nobody knew we didn't plan.
But he's like, it's whatever.
So now no, it's not
keep,
whatever.
We keep telling him it's whatever.
It's
Will.
Whatever.
It's whatever.
We love you, Will. I promise.
Will, we love you. We really do. This is what we do. We rag on you until you feel like
I have
harming yourself, and then
I haven't met Will yet. So
you haven't met Will yet?
No, I don't think so.
He's
I don't
a good guy.
To play you haven't
with
him? Seen anybody in 6 months.
What if you hung out with us?
You live
since we've been
away,
here for 8 months.
Don't
now.
Just drink.
He's
gotta finish this here.
This
walk,
is my
walk.
Stalling.
God damn. Yeah, are you like up in the Bernie area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, why the fuck don't we hang out more?
I'm just like, dude, I'm so...
You have a cool car.
So,
I got a cool car.
I got a cool car.
I'm like horse eye blinders in work. So it's like, I need to be poked and prodded and be like, hey, wake up, walk outside. You know, that's honestly me when I'm editing.
We're going to come poke and prod you now.
Okay.
You should be part of our circle. 100%.
Friends.
Yeah.
I'm down and afraid.
Oh no!
No,
this is the year that Jaruski just spirals out of control, and it's gonna be our fault.
Like, he was a workhorse. Now he's with us. Fun Ow. Stuff.
Do you do anything else other than just your main YouTube channel?
No. I've wanted to start my vlog, but I've just been too busy on the main YouTube channel to start the vlog. What?
Do you
want to
start blogging with me?
I
just got my camera.
Oh yeah! By the way, Batty just started
vlogging.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if start. started's the word. I got the camera. This is it, right?
Batty got the same camera I use for vlogging.
That's me.
This is mine. It's the same camera.
It's the same.
It's the Sony ZV-1. It's really cool because when you open the screen, the camera turns on. So it's made for vloggers. It's really neat. Batty's going to make some really good vlogs of him waking up, screaming at the camera, streaming.
Probably drunk, a lot of drunk daddy.
Yeah, hanging out with me.
It's gonna be me and Donut vlogging the same each vlog. Other from different angles. Oh no.
So you're starting your vlog soon?
I want to, yeah. I've got the channel name? It's just Drewski. So they're Operator Drewski and then there's just Drewski.
You got Drewski?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's actually a DJ Drewski. Fun fact.
Fuck that guy.
What if you vlogged with him?
I don't know. He does a lot of like interviews. So like sometimes when people look me up, they're like, yeah, I got your mixed up with a DJ. I'm like, yeah, because there's DJ Drewski who's like actually kind of like popular.
Was he at like 10,000 subs?
I don't know. I don't know what he's at, but he's DJ Drewski. He does a lot of productions and stuff.
We're sorry. We don't know you. Batty's just angry all the time.
What I do.
Fuck this guy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, somebody's going to clip it and send it straight to
you. I know, they are. Everyone clips everything you do. That's like, that's the crazy thing about
the internet.
You know, I've got almost 3 million subs, and like people clip my shit every once in a while, but every time you say something, people clip it and then put it on Twitter, and it's the best.
You know, it's because when I say things, I usually say it really loud and angry.
True.
And for some reason, people like loud and angry. I don't know why. I don't get it. It's dumb.
You have some of the best clips on Twitch, though, man. You really should have like a clip channel or something on YouTube. That's what my YouTube rep was just telling me to do. He was saying make a clip channel, short clips, because like the
Donut Operator Gaming.
I have that, but
subscribe now.
Donut Operator Clips is about to be a thing because my rep was talking about how like kids' attention spans are so short. It's like, you know, you got the TikTok. And the reels now on Instagram,
yeah.
People want to see like 10 seconds. So you take a 10-second clip of you doing something cool and you just make a whole channel of that. People will be like, oh, cool.
You're there to watch the entire fucking video too.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first started doing YouTube stuff, I did what I called shorts. They were just like a minute and a half to 2 minute small, funny, whatever moments. And I just stopped doing it because I'm lazy, but...
Apparently, that's coming back, man, because people's attention spans are so bad.
Party. Party was the one who edited.
Dude, you could do a whole... Dude, you could... I'm telling you, you would do so good if you had Batty clips, and it's just your craziest moments on stream, 10 to 20 seconds. People would eat that up. Guys, in the comments below...
God damn it.
Tell us how bad you want a Batty Clips YouTube channel that you can just...
I hope everybody just says no.
I'm going to comment no.
This is going to be our most downvoted fucking video.
Right? Where's Eli?
Why isn't Eli here?
Eli lost weight.
I mean, you have the same facial hair as Eli.
Oh, no. His mustache, actually.
What just happened?
Just better.
Jessica just broke my Oakleys. I'm just...
It's fine.
It's fine. You just broke my Oakleys. Yeah. No, it's fine. All right. You bring her.
Can
around.
You grow a beard?
No.
Is this? This is literally. What do you shave?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely shave.
Oh, so is that just how it looks?
No. No, I definitely have to shave. What? It's definitely, I would have a goatee. I would not have a beard.
So you literally are just like Eli.
Yeah, but I can't grow a beard. I can't grow a beard, but I can grow a goatee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you thought about growing a goatee?
No. I thought about it, but then rejected that thought.
But like, what if
it'd be a mistake is what I'm saying. The mustache.
Comment below if you think Operator Drewski should grow a goatee.
The mustache was a meme, and so many people told me, you got a shaved mustache that I just like that
you
fueled me to
do
keep
it.
The mustache.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that.
No,
yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, like I literally had no care.
I can't grow a beard. You know.
Yeah, me either.
It's my son. I could seriously bring him around, and people would think that's my son.
People have asked if I was Matt's son.
Really?
I was like, yeah. I'm like, they're like, are you Matt's? Are you Demo Matt's son? Are you doing my dad's cousin? Like, I had a guy.
My name's Lincoln.
Yeah, they named Link active after me. I'm wearing the joggers right now. Actually, really comfy joggers. Just
yeah.
Shout out Mare Character. Link active.
I had a guy. You had a guy what though?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, I had a guy at a car dealership ask if I was Matt's. Like, he like recognized me. He was a dealer there. Mm. And he was like, Operator Drewski. And I like turned around. I was like, oh no. And then I looked and it was like a dealer. I was like, hey man, what's up? And he was like, dude, you're Matt's son, right? I was like, this guy's like 35, 40 years old. I'm like, how do you think? Like, he's like 12 years above me in age. I was like, how can you think that I'm his son? Like, did he have a child in middle school?
Yeah, right. Matt was really busy in middle school.
People get it confused.
I'm going to call you Matt's son from now on.
I guarantee it. People have said.
Matt Lee? No, Drewski.
Drew. We spoke to him.
Damn.
But yeah, that's the thing. I barely ever mention it, so people don't know. Because it's like, unless they find the one time out of like a year that I mention it, maybe on a live stream, then people just don't know. So they find it, like, they find out that I'm related to him, and they're like, how could he be related? I think he's a son of.
He's definitely his kid, right? Like,
it's got to be.
For sure.
Oh, man. All right, boys. I'm going to go do Father's Day things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to go, like.
Since I'm the only dad here. Yeah.
Batty.
You sure? I'm not a dad.
I mean, he doesn't know, but
yeah.
To all of my children out there,
I'm sorry.
I didn't get a card today, and I'm a little disappointed in all of you. Thank you for watching.
Thanks, kids.
Podcast.
Idiots.
I'm Batty. There's Donut. Please go check out Operator Drewski on YouTube, and make sure you tell him to start his vlog channel called Drewski. Or
he started it.
Poopski.
Follow
Poopski.
It.
Poopski. Poopski Drewski. Poopski. Thank you. Go listen and follow, subscribe, like, do the thing. I hate you all. Eli, don't come back. That's it.
Have a fantastic day, everyone.